Tag, wie geht's? This is Andy, the editor of the Of Rice and Zen Kyoto magazine, with a bit of news and a couple of requests for you. News being andyheather.com is well on its way. That is the nexus of my online activities and the Japanese page. It's got a new header, so all of those who complain about my nipples, your voices have been heard. I've also updated Of Rice and Zen. There'll be some blog buttons and some buzz this buttons and some other things to find. I have also added a new Flickr integration plugin that will allow you to see the photos in a sort of a slideshow Lightroom style pop-up window against a black background. The pictures do come up quite small, but they do look a bit better against black, so pleased with that. Next up, I have my new livestream / dead drop address at andyheather.posterous.com. That's where iPhone updates are going to go from now on. The ofriceandzen.posterous address is going to be for a new kanji mnemonics project that I'll be announcing very soon. The Japanese Twitter at twitter.com/... Of Rice and Zen is based on the idea of mini English lessons for Japanese students of English. The English language Twitter address at twitter.com/AndyHeather is about my news and updates. Other questions for you. Number one, I am going to be investing in a camera very soon to keep the stock photography business rolling forwards, and I'm currently looking at the Canon 5D Mark II. I'm liking the full frame sensor, I'm liking the low noise and the low light performance, I'm liking the large file sizes for the extra large images to sell on iStock. My question to you is, what do you think is the shelf life of the 5D Mark II? Do you think it's going to be replaced sometime soon? Have you read those rumor sites? What do you think of those rumors? Do you think Nikon is going to release a 5D Mark II beating camera sometime soon? Don't give me that D700 crap. You know that's nowhere near as good. Doesn't even do video. But if you have an informed opinion, I'd love to hear it. Also, I'm going to be dictating a couple of books in the near future, and I'm looking at speech-to-text programs, maybe for the Mac or the iPhone. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a recommendation? If so, let me know what's out there. All right, I'll sign off for now. Take good care of yourselves and each other. Bye-bye.